Death of a Pope.
ABC's Terry Moran at the Vatican. Evacuation orders have been lifted for thousands who were told to leave their homes because of a fast-moving wildfire along the Jersey Shore. The busy Garden State Parkway in New Jersey shut down because of smoke, the fire about 10% contained. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.2 shook Istanbul, Turkey today, leading people to rush out of homes and buildings in a panic. Despite some strong aftershocks, no reports of damage or injury. Stock futures pointing toward a higher open this morning. This is ABC News. There was an earthquake in Turkey today. It was a magnitude 6.2 and could be felt in Istanbul. There are, however, no reports of major damage or any injuries. It's hard to believe, but the first video was posted on YouTube on this day 20 years ago. Here's ABC's Mike Debusky.
YouTube launched in 2005, originally as an online dating service, but soon its creators found people were using the site's video upload technology for all kinds of things and spun that into its own service. YouTube has since spawned countless viral moments.
Charlie bit me.
The first person to reach a million subscribers on the platform was Fred Figglehorn.
Hey, it's Fred.
Today, the account with the most subscribers, 386 million of them, is Mr. Beast.
I have built the most deadly awesome.
Mike Debusky, ABC News.
Prince Louis, youngest child of Prince William and Princess Kate, turned 7 years old today. Kensington Palace putting out a picture of him, missing his two front teeth. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On Friday, April 18th at 8:38 a.m., the Sawyer County Communications Center received a 911 call from an iPhone crash detector indicating that the owner of the iPhone had been involved in a crash and was not responding. Sawyer County deputies, assisted by the Sawyer County Ambulance Service, responded to the location plotting near 6505 West on County Highway B in the town of Winter. Upon arrival, deputies found that a 2016 Honda CR-V that had been traveling eastbound on County Highway B left the roadway while negotiating a slight curve, entered the south ditch of the eastbound lane, and struck a driveway which resulted in it becoming airborne and overturning several times before striking several trees and coming to rest. The driver and lone occupant of the vehicle, Anjani S. Del Real, 26, of Lac du Flambeau, sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced deceased at the scene. The crash remains under investigation by the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office and the Sawyer County Medical Examiner's Office. This Friday at 2 p.m., the Phillips Public Library invites you to grab a friend and join them for Spring Bingo. This will feature some light refreshments and the opportunity to win some fun prizes. Once again, this is taking place Friday at 2 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. A new ruling yesterday from the Wisconsin Supreme Court dealt with the unique powers given to our governors, and their decision should support school funding for hundreds of years. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
When he was signing the state budget, Governor Tony Evers used his veto powers to lock in school funding for the next 400 years, and now the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that was legal. Wisconsin is the only state where the governor has line item veto powers, meaning a governor can just cross out words or punctuation or numbers or parts of a bill and change its meaning. The court was split along party lines. Soon-to-be Chief Justice Jill Karofsky wrote that this move was within the bounds of the Wisconsin Constitution. Meanwhile, Justice Brian Hagedorn said the state constitution does not allow for this power. Historically, it's been used by both Republicans and Democrats. The governor's veto means that school funding will increase $325 per pupil per year until 2425. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
A big night for Brewer batters. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bryce Terang had four hits. Jake Bowers, a two-run homer. Christian Yelich, a grand slam that sailed 407 feet. The Brewers beat the Giants 11-3 in San Francisco. Jose Quintana allowing just one run over six innings. He's now 3-0. Is he the best pitcher the Brewers have right now? Pat Murphy.
He is. I mean, he's only, how many starts has he made for us?
30.
I feel like he's made 30 for us because it's just like he gives you that understanding of like, I know how to pitch. I know how to get out of this thing. I know how to navigate through a lineup.
NBA, the Bucks losing again to the Pacers, 123-115. The series moves to Milwaukee Friday with Indy up 2-0. NFL draft in Green Bay. Players and families arriving for tomorrow night's first round.
It is pretty amazing just kind of seeing all this kind of come together. What a cool thing for the Packers and city of Green Bay, and really neat to see it all come together.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And we had some local action yesterday. A couple doubleheaders. Baseball, first of all, were Phillips and Shawamigan went at it after they were rained out, weathered out on Monday. Shawamigan wins the first game 11-4 and gets a sweep with a nightcap win by a score of 10-0. So Shawamigan the sweep over the Phillips baseball squad. Spooner beats Ashland yesterday 5-0. It was Medford topping Anago 10-9. On the softball side, Phillips wins the first game 14-6 and wins the second game 18-11. So a sweep for Phillips, 14-6 and 18-11 over the Shawamigan softball team. The Mellon softball team, they get a win yesterday over Cornell Lake Holcomb, 11-0. Lakeland, a winner over Northland Pines, 25-1. Other softball had Medford topping Anago 10-2. Tomahawk softball beat Gale Ettrick Trempolo 9-1. The Rhinelander girls soccer team, they edged Lakeland yesterday by a score of 1-0. And the Rhinelander tennis team, they defeated Lakeland 5-2 yesterday. Winners for Lakeland included Jack Stipek for Lakeland, as he won his match in number 2 singles for the Lakeland tennis team in one of their victories yesterday.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently bestowed the Rebecca Wallace Memorial Award on an agency employee to honor her excellence in environmental work. I'll tell you all about the person who received the award when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR announced last week that Shaylee Pfeiffer, a natural resources staff specialist in the water use section, has been awarded the prestigious 2024 Rebecca Wallace Award. Pfeiffer received the recognition at the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board meeting on Wednesday, April 9th. The award honors DNR employees who improve relationships with external partners and organizations on environmental quality issues or staff mentoring. The Natural Resources Board created the award as a memorial to DNR employee Rebecca Wallace,
who lost her life along with her husband in an automobile accident in 1997. Wallace was an 18-year DNR employee known for her dedication to natural resources. Shaylee Pfeiffer started her career with the agency in 2004 as a water resources management specialist. She's known for her outstanding contributions in resource management, leadership and conservation, and a commitment to fostering partnerships across the Great Lakes region. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com. Northwoods
weather. Partly cloudy and a little warmer today. We'll get to the mid-60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers possible with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high in the upper 50s to right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36. 98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm a Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mama, can I remember? Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face. That's my mom. Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest, and then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it really bit. Uno, due, three, one. What's the matter, you? Hey! Got no respect. Hey! What do you think you do? Hey! Why you look so sad? Hey! It's a not so bad. Hey! It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up, you face. So bad, hey! It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. Okay, one more time for mama, everybody. What's the matter, you? Hey! Got no respect. Hey! What do you think you do? Hey! Why you look so sad? Hey! It's a not so bad.
And just like that, another edition of Reality Radio is underway at 8:14. Not a real heavy schedule today, but we have a few things. We'll try to talk a little Shawamigan sports with our AD Darren Patterson at 8:30. And we'll also talk about the Bros and Bros event going on at St. Croix Rods. That's coming up this weekend. We'll get to some birthdays. So if you have a birthday, feel free to give us a call at 715-762-3221. We would be more than happy to wish that person a happy day, and also to give you a chance to win the cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. I'm going to delve right into some good stuff here this morning. We have Lisa with us from the Hooves of Joy. We chatted with Lisa and folks last week, and we wanted to kind of delve into this a little bit further and tell you about the Hooves of Joy up in Ashland. So, Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, we have a special event coming up here in a couple of weeks, a week from Saturday, that we're going to talk about here in just a little bit. But let's talk about, for those who maybe missed last week, let's talk about the Hooves of Joy and the purpose of it and kind of what it's designed for and the mission, I guess, if we could do that first.
Sure, absolutely. So we are a nonprofit therapeutic riding center located 6 miles south of Ashland. And we help people, both children and adults, with intellectual, emotional, and physical challenges. And we help them. Our motto is defying disability through horsemanship, one goal at a time. So that is our mission, and we've been very successful, and we just want people to know that a place like this does exist right here outside our back door.
So let's talk about the actual participation itself. So it is meant to be fun and kind of a way entertaining and stuff, but it's goal driven. It's not just just place. Well, we'll come ride a horse. See you later.
There is
to talk about that. How there are goals with this program.
Yes, for sure. It is definitely enjoyable, but every participant that rides with us has to have a goal. And they work very, very hard to achieve these goals. And these goals can just be a myriad of things. It can be building resilience. It can be problem solving. It can be better social skills or increased communication, maybe empathy. It just goes on and on. And we even actually, if we have a child that comes and needs some support with math or reading, we're able to incorporate that in a really fun way. And the kids enjoy it so much. So the beauty of the whole thing is that because the horses are very motivating and fun, they don't realize how hard they're working.
Mm-hmm.
And typically they exceed their goals. And sometimes we even tap into hidden potential that they didn't even realize they had.
Yeah, and Hooves of Joy has been around, what did we say last time, 2018?
Yep, they started in 2018.
Okay, so talk a little bit about some of the people that have used the facility, because it's expansive. Obviously, most are from this area, but we do have some that use it from all over the state, right?
Absolutely, yes. We have participants from, obviously, Ashland and Bayfield County, but also Barron County, Iron County, Sawyer County. I'm a participant there as well as a volunteer, so from Price County. And like I said, we are able to provide services for the entire state. And so, like I said, if you know of anybody or you yourself think you could benefit from a service like this, please reach out. We would love to talk to you about that.
And I would guess that every participant's experience and process from day one is different, right?
It is,
it's
right.
Adjusted and different.
Absolutely. We tailor the program to each individual's needs and goals, starting with the assessment at the at the very beginning and working from there. Some come with one goal and then some come with many goals. But yes, we do. It is an individual program.
Yeah, and it is a nonprofit organization. And so where the facility itself, you mentioned to me off air that it's year round.
It
right?
is. Yeah. Yes. It's wonderful up here in the Northwoods that this facility is a heated indoor riding arena. So it makes it really nice that we can stay consistent and help our participants, work on their goals year round.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, we have an event coming up a week from Saturday, and it is up in Ashland. It's Kentucky Derby Day, so appropriately enough, this is a big Derby Day fundraiser. It sounds like it's really gearing up to be quite a day that day, right?
We are sure hoping so. It seems to be. It's coming together really, really well. The support we're receiving is really quite amazing. We are so excited. We're very excited. It is the first annual, and hopefully we'll be able to continue this tradition on Derby Day in future years.
Yeah, so if folks from the Park Falls Phillips area are thinking about maybe making the venture up that day, let's talk about some of the events that will happen throughout the day on the May 3rd.
Okay. We did update our time just to know. We were just so excited. We had to get started earlier in the day. So now the focus of our day is going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And like I said, we are going to have hourly drawings. There's going to be a huge basket raffle. We have a derby hat contest. There will be cash prizes. We've had some wonderful prizes donated. There is a 4-day, 3-night stay at a beautiful Airbnb on Butternut Lake that's available to win. There's a flat top griddle that is available as a prize. It's just a whole host of things, and we have received support again from all over Northwest Wisconsin. So we are very excited. We want people to come and have fun, watch the race with us, pick your favorite, and at the same time support a wonderful cause and help us defy disabilities for these people.
And a chance to win a horse.
Yes,
I don't get to say that very often.
That is our biggest biggest event is we have a raffle going on where you can win a beautiful 5-year-old quarter horse gelding or $10,000. And if somebody is still looking to support us, we are a little halfway past our goal of selling 200 tickets, and we would love for you to buy a ticket to support this. Like I said, either way, it's a great prize. It's a great cause. And even if you go, the tickets, like I said, are $100 each, but you know, if that's a little high for you, grab a friend and take the cash. It'd be hard to split the horse, but you could split the cash and it would still be a great prize. Odds are in your favor.
Is there a website people can go to for information for raffle info and stuff?
Yes, it is hechoovesofjoy.com. And there's a link there to click for more information about the horse, about the event. And I'd also encourage people to check out our Facebook page. We do have an event page set up on there where we're highlighting some of the prizes for the baskets as they come in and things like that. So those are two ways you definitely can keep track of what's going on.
HECHoovesofjoy.com.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. And the event itself, again, is May 3rd. But if you want any more information about the whole thing, the whole program, and the facility, that's a great place to start there. And again, there's folks, I never know when, I've run into people in my life, and just out of the blue, they're just huge Kentucky Derby fans. For whatever reason, they've got a family lineage or whatever it may be. I know there's people from around this area, and there's a large community of people who love horses around here. You see it at the local fair and stuff. So if they like that, they like the Derby, and they love horses, this sounds like this May 3rd is a good place to kind of find some of their own, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, there is definitely going to be no shortage of horse talk that day.
It's at the Neighborly Bar, which is right on Main Street, 1301 Main Street West in Ashland, a week from Saturday, May 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Even if you just want to take a drive that day, Park Falls, Phillips, people, maybe you just want to take a drive up to Lake Superior, you can swing on by the Neighborly Bar for an hour, grab a bite to eat, grab some raffle tickets, and just support it that way, right?
Yes, oh, for sure. That would be great. We would love that.
Yeah, so it's just a wonderful, this obviously this is a passion for you, Lisa, and I'm sure we could sit here for an hour and tell the stories of the people that have been affected by Hooves of Joy, right,
in their lives? Yes, an hour would not be able to. Once you get me started, no, that wouldn't be enough time. But yes, it is a wonderful place. We've seen wonderful things. And those goals that these people, our participants meet are actually tools that they can take home with them. I mean, these are life skills that impact all of their life. And, you know, and as we build stronger individuals in our community, our communities get stronger. So this is a great cause to get behind, and so we can continue and offer this to even more people.
Yeah, it's more than just riding the horse, right? The horse is just kind of the pathway, right?
Yes, that's a great way to put it. That's very true.
HECHoovesofjoy.com. If you want more information, possibly want to support them, or again, Saturday, May 3rd at the Neighborly Bar in Ashland from 10 to 6 is the big fundraiser. You could win a horse. How many times can you brag about that at your family or class reunion saying, hey, how's it going, Bob? I want a horse.
Right.
Or $10,000. for the $100 raffle. Very, very cool. All right. Anything else we missed? And I know you probably get a lot of local support there from people and businesses around mm-hmm. the Ashland area, right?
Right. We do. We have gotten an overwhelming response, and we are so grateful. I guess it is National Volunteer Week this week. Okay. So as long as I have the opportunity, I'm going to get a shout out to our volunteers. I might be biased, but I think we have the best volunteers mm-hmm. around. And we couldn't honestly do what we do without them. They are a huge part of our program. So that is another way you can support us. If you have any interest in helping out at Hooves of Joy, we provide all the training. You don't have to have any horse experience. We have all different types of volunteer opportunities, you know, from yeah. office work to maintenance. And then we do have some horse-related ones as well. But again, all the training is provided. So if you have time in your schedule and want to support a great cause that way, get in touch with us.
Yeah, it's a great way if someone has always had a love of horses and maybe they, whatever, they live in an apartment or whatever, and they just can't do
yes.
that. It might be a great way to just kind of scratch that love a little bit, right?
Absolutely. It changes everybody's life for the better. Yeah. It really does.
HECHoovesofjoy.com. Check them out on the web. And again, Saturday, May 3rd, Neighborly Bar in Ashland. All right, Lisa, great program, great organization, and I'm sure that's going to be a fun day and hopefully a productive day there on May 3rd. Okay?
Thank you.
Lisa, thank you. Thanks for coming in. HECHoovesofjoy.com. Check it out. We're going to talk a little sports with our Shawamigan AD, Darren Patterson, and some birthdays in just a moment. So give us a call if you got a birthday for us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The body of Pope Francis brought to St. Peter's Basilica this morning in a solemn ceremony. He will lie in state there for 3 days until his funeral on Saturday.
What comes next after Saturday's funeral and burial? The conclave, that ancient process, all the cardinals gathering in the Sistine Chapel, sworn to secrecy to choose the next pope. No date for that has been set yet. Vatican rules say it should be 15 to 20 days after the death of a pope.
ABC's Terry Moran at the Vatican. Evacuation orders have been lifted for thousands who were told to leave their homes because of a fast-moving wildfire along the Jersey Shore. The busy Garden State Parkway in New Jersey shut down because of smoke. The fire about 10% contained. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.2 shook Istanbul, Turkey today, leading people to rush out of homes and buildings in a panic. Despite some strong aftershocks, no reports of damage or injury. Stock futures pointing toward a higher open this morning. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The City of Park Falls Department of Public Works is reminding all NOLA Cemetery lot owners that all artificial flowers, baskets, and planters should be removed by May 5th per NOLA Cemetery rules and regulations. Articles that are not removed will be discarded. After May 19th, anyone wishing to reestablish items is free to do so. They thank you for your cooperation. The city would also like to urge that you clean up your property at this time. City trucks will be hauling leaves, yard waste, and garden waste left at the curb line or alley from May 12th until May 23rd. All leaves, yard waste, and garden waste must be in bags and set out for collection within that time period. No rocks, concrete, dirt, animal waste, or any material from remodeling or construction will be picked up. The city will also be chipping brush during this time. Chipping of routine yard brush will be done at no charge for any quantity under 5 cubic yards. Chips will be removed unless otherwise requested. All brush must be placed on the boulevard or alley with the butt end facing the street or alley. If you would like to haul your own brush and yard waste, there is a dump site available 7 days a week behind the city garage. Please look for signs. Saturday, May 10th at 4 p.m., the Glidden Fire Department and VFW Post 7300 are hosting their 5th annual Steak Fry. This is $25 and will feature a ribeye dinner with all the fixings and coffee. And there will be prizes on the wheel through the night. Drinks are available at the cash bar. Doors open at 4 p.m., food serving from 5 to 8 p.m. Only 200 tickets are available, and there are limited tickets available at the door. Pre-sale tickets are available. You can call or text Kelly Crom at 715-663-0527 or John Pankritz at 715-663-1019. Food proceeds go to Fortown Fire Department, and drink proceeds go to VFW Post 7300. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 10th at 4 p.m. over on 174 West 1st Street in Glidden. The Republican Party of Wisconsin introduced a new process for replacing local party officials last week. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The new rules were approved by the state Republican Party's Executive Committee in an attempt to cut down on what they call egregious behavior and infighting between state party leadership and local officials and organizers. The new code of conduct requires local, regional, and state party members to treat other party officials with respect, support candidates endorsed by the party, and prohibits harassment of other party members.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
We'll talk some Shawamigan sports in just a little bit, do those birthdays too, but we're going to talk a little bit about Park Falls Chamber. We're going to talk a little bit about Wednesday Night Live, and we have Courtney in from the Chamber. We have Carol Motter in with Wednesday Night Live. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. We're, Courtney, going to kind of feature Wednesday Night Live here a little bit today, right?
Yes. So this is the first year now that the Chamber, Wednesday Night Live, is now going to be a committee of the Chamber. So we can help them with a few additional resources and really help promote the event and draw even more people downtown.
All right. Well, Carol, we have the list and the lineup all set for the summer, right?
We do. We start June 18th, and we run through August 6th. And our bands this year are The Wundos, Rising Phoenix, Dig Deep, Sean and Ian Akimoto, Reunited, Carly Davidson, Hip Pocket, and The Whitecaps.
Okay. All right. And we wanted to talk a little bit about how people can support this. Obviously, they can support at the very least by coming down.
Correct.
And taking in the event. But obviously the cost of bringing these artists in, there's a significant cost with it. So let's talk a little bit about how people can support it that way, either as a business or maybe an individual, whatever it may be. There's opportunities to support this and sponsor it, right?
There is. We accept any and all donations. They can be dropped off at Forward Bank and just let them know it's Wednesday Night Live. If you want to put your name attached to the donation, we have different sponsorship levels that we will put signage down at Old A Park. That's where we're going to be this year, at the new park.
Yes,
so we're excited about that too.
Yes.
If you would like to donate, we would accept anything and everything.
I think I may have been the first performer at the park because we walked through there, I think it was yesterday, and I air guitared on the stage.
Nice.
So is that me? I'm a performer then?
You are.
The first one?
The first official, yes.
Yeah, okay. well, the park is so beautiful down there. Many people have walked through it already, and I'm assuming there's going to be concessions or kind of how do we foresee the layout down there? Because there's the building there with that's going to have what, restrooms and a concession stand. Maybe people are confused as I am as exactly what the facility is going to be used for down there. I think I just stumped the panel.
We are kind of in the pre-planning stage. We aren't really quite sure how it's going to look yet either.
Okay. All right.
But sure. We are offering concessions again.
Okay.
We don't have a lineup as of yet. If anyone out there is interested in coming back this year or if have anything new, we do have a Facebook page, so anyone can message us on Facebook.
And Wednesday Night Live?
Wednesday Night Live.
Okay.
And we'd be happy to get in touch with you as far as food or concessions or whatever is out there.
Yeah.
If anyone has anything.
And you can also message us at the Chamber. We're happy to pass the word along to the committee, so that way anyone who's interested in participating can definitely stop by, give us a call, or send an email to the Chamber at chamber@parkfalls.com.
Yeah, it's going to be so nice down there with the playground facility there and also the shelter facility that's there. It's going to be so nice for families to come down and enjoy it. I'm really excited to see the crowds that are going to form down there.
Yes. Yes.
And the important thing to remember with all the events there this year, it's the first time we're doing these. So, you know, there's going to be tweaks and changes along the way. I've had a lot of people excited about like the craft show coming up in August there. And I said, you know, this is the first year we're piloting it. We're going to go down and kind of walk around and game plan. But things always change and we'll tweak as needed.
But the wonderful facility is there. So
yes.
It'll all work out and be good. And again, if you want to sponsor, I mean, so many people enjoy this, not only if you're just there or you're a house two blocks away or whatever it may be, it's a great way to support the community, and you certainly can do that if you'd like monetarily, just to support businesses. If you're hearing about this maybe for the first time, or you've been putting it off, you saw maybe a flyer or something you got, it's a great time to contact the Chamber and to support Wednesday Night Live, because if the support doesn't happen, Carol, then it goes away, right?
Correct. Yes, it does.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people behind the scenes like yourself and others that are working to keep it going, right?
Yep, Our committee consists of Michelle Schmidt, Juliet Corbett, Breezy Garrison, Courtney, and myself. And again, if anybody would like to come and help us, we are more than welcome to let you join our committee.
All right. Wednesday Night Live, downtown Park Falls at the new park. And the first date is, what did you say, June 18th. June 18th.
From 6 to 8.
Very good. All right. Courtney, anything else you wanted to toss in today? Or?
No, I just wanted to reiterate that you don't have to be a business to help support Wednesday Night Live. If you are a lover of music and enjoy this event and like to see it continue, every dollar helps. All because right. The cost, obviously, of everything has gone up, but live music is something that the cost has definitely gone up. So every little bit helps. And all the funds that go for Wednesday Night Live go toward the music and keeping that going.
All right. Wednesday Night Live on Facebook, or you can contact the chamber if you have any questions. Yes, all right, Carol, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
all right,
you.
Courtney, thank you. We've got a little Shawamigan talk here with our AD Darren Patterson in just a moment.
A big night for Brewer batters. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bryce Terang had 4 hits. Jake Bowers, a 2-run homer. Christian Yelich, a grand slam that sailed 407 feet. The Brewers beat the Giants 11-3 in San Francisco. Jose Quintana allowing just 1 run over 6 innings. He's now 3-0. Is he the best pitcher the Brewers have right now? Pat Murphy.
He is. I mean, he's only, how many starts has he made for us?
3.
I feel like he's made 30 for us because it's just like he gives you that understanding of like, I know how to pitch. I know how to get out of this thing. I know how to navigate through a lineup.
NBA, the Bucks losing again to the Pacers, 123-115. The series moves to Milwaukee Friday with Indy up 2-0. NFL draft in Green Bay. Players and families arriving for tomorrow night's first round.
It is pretty amazing just kind of seeing all this kind of come together. What a cool thing for the Packers and city of Green Bay, and really neat to see it all come together.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Great news for all plant lovers. This Thursday and Friday and Saturday, Winter Greenhouse will be open for the season. It's their annual bare root sale. A great selection of ornamental trees and shrubs, fruit trees, and small fruits will be 25% off the usual potted price. Bare root stock is easy to plant and guaranteed to thrive. Visit the biggest bare root sale in the area and get 25% off this Thursday through Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Winter Greenhouse, located 2 miles north of Winter off County W.
Join Greg Gunderson live on 98Q Country at the St. Croix Rod's first pre-opener in-house fishing event, Saturday, April 26th, starting at 9 a.m. Enjoy pro seminars from Brian Bro Brostal, Joel Nelson, and Dr. Jason Haffen. A free fish fry from Catch and Cook, hot deals on St. Croix Rods and 7 reels, prizes, and the latest gear. It's all happening Saturday, April 26th at St. Croix Rod, home of the best rods on earth in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Details at stcroixrodfactorystore.com.
All right, let's talk a little Shawamigan sports. We have our Shawamigan High School AD, Darren Patterson, with us. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Joel.
All right, before we delve in, okay, I'm going to, because Darren is a plethora of baseball knowledge, this is a tough one. I'll be surprised if you get this one. Okay, this guy from 1990 was a member of the San Francisco Giants. He was an outfielder. And was one of the top hitters. I want to say a home run. I'm looking at his home runs here. 41 home runs he hit in 1989. 47 actually. 47 home runs. Outfielder, Giants, 1990.
I think I know it. Is it Kevin Mitchell?
It is Kevin Mitchell. You're amazing. You're amazing. That's a pretty good number for a guy that a lot of people maybe don't remember, right?
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I don't know if you got Sports Illustrated or something, they sometimes would send you like a highlight video with it or whatever as a prize. I remember they had a video clip of him making a barehanded catch and a full run. I know you remember certain things like that, but he was kind of a signature play for him. It's probably out there on YouTube if you looked it up, but you know, he was running full speed in the foul territory and he just sticks his bare hand out and makes a catch, but
Yeah,
he had a lot of pop in his bat. I don't know if he strung a bunch of really good years together. Maybe he had like a good 2 to 4 year run, but I think that was kind of it for him.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were hitting home runs back then. It was kind of the, was that officially, I think 90 was the juiced era, right? Is that, was part of the juiced era, I think.
It might have been, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, we had some good action last night. We're disappointed not to be able to have one of these games here in Park Falls, but We got rained out on Monday, so we played doubleheaders in Phillips. Let's talk about the baseball side first of all. They appear to have some pretty strong pitching. They've been shutting down opponents pretty good with the pitching staff for Coach Herb's team so far this year.
Yeah, I would say Coach Herb has got to be really pleased with the pitching that he's been getting here up to this point in the year, and it starts all at the top. He's got a nice 1-2 punch right now with Corbin Phelps and Marcus Purdy, and obviously they did another nice job last night. Both those guys were the winning pitchers, and we do have to tip our cap to Marcus Purdy in game two, who threw a no-hitter through five innings. We ended up 10 running Phillips in five, but he threw a no-hitter. And my understanding is he walked two guys, so he was essentially two batters away from a perfect game.
Nice.
But the starting pitching has been superb, and then they have some nice complementary pitchers, too. They can throw out Dalton Schmidt, or I know Aiden Bushman closed out game one yesterday, or they have some other guys like Tony Petzo and probably another kid or two I'm forgetting. But they can go six, seven pitchers, but for those big games, he's got that two-headed monster there, and I think it's really, really paying off for the squad.
Yeah. Pitching depth when come tournament time, that is a key. Nice doubleheader sweep for Shawamigan, and Phillips is a very, very good team, very competitive. So that was a nice doubleheader sweep. The softball side, we had a lot of hang on. I think they just scored another run in the softball. a lot of scoring in the softball games yesterday, but Phillips came out on top on both of those.
Yeah, actually, I just tallied the numbers before I called you, Joel. There were 49 runs scored in 12 innings combined by the two teams. Phillips got the first one 18-11, and then the second game they couldn't quite finish it to completion. They called it at the end of the five. So as it stands right now, it's the top of the sixth, and Phillips is leading 14-6. It was called last night, but there's some things that we need to kind of work out with Phillips, what we want to do with that contest yet. So we'll see how that kind of comes into play just with conference standing and things such as that. So we'll see what we can do with that game if we could potentially get it played to completion.
All right. So a lot of runs being scored. Let's talk a little track here. The track team doing their – have we gotten outside yet? I don't think we've had an outdoor meet yet, right?
No. I'm just going to tell you, I don't know what to say about them, and I feel bad for our track and field kids. We were to go to Rhinelander last week, but that was that day of that nasty weather on April 15th that essentially nobody did anything that night. But they're gonna get their outdoor season rolling this week, Joel. I'm very confident. Thursday they go to Pines for what's called a relay meet. So they emphasize a lot of relays, kind of a fun meet for kids. Okay. And then Friday we're to go to Spencer, and I know there's the potential of some rain on Friday, but we are going to be optimistic that they're going to get two meets and back-to-back dates, which would really help the kids. It's time we get them back on the track. Our kids haven't had a meet since the Merriwood Indoor Meet on April 7th, and you know, that stuff kind of weighs on you, too, and because, you know, kids, they join sports because they want to compete. And when you start getting on 3 weeks and nothing, it kind of can make the practices a little bit challenging. So I tip my cap to the kids for showing up at practice, the track kids, because, you know, you're putting on a lot of miles on your legs. You kind of want to see a reactor. You know, I also want to tip my cap, though, to our softball and baseball players, too, you know, especially our baseball team. You know, they play four conference games now, and they haven't had any home ones because essentially they're – we've been in doubleheader situations the last 2 weeks because of weather that just unfortunately through timing put us on the road for those games. But, you know, sometimes you just got to make the best of it, and we know we will.
Yeah, they've had some success so far. All right, hopefully drier weather to come here, too. It looked like we were going to have just a great spring season, Darren, with all the snow being gone, but then it seems like every day when there's a game or there's a track meet, it snows or rains. It's just one of those seasons where just like every single time we schedule a game, it's a bad day.
it's so frustrating, too. And we have a wonderful facility here. It's just nice how it's all laid out. But one thing, there's a few trouble spots on both our baseball and softball fields. So if we we get a lot of rain, like we did Sunday night, you know, we just have puddles. You know, if you want to play left field in our baseball field, you almost have to bring a snorkel and some flippers so you can move around out in left field. And then there's a few spots on the infield. But it's just, you know, and there are other schools had to cancel too. So it's just not us. It's just those April showers are getting the best of us right now.
Yeah, and you mentioned the conference games. The boys are off to a 4-0 starting conference. So that's encouraging as they drive toward a conference championship. All right, before I let you go, Mr. Patterson, I got one more for you. Your plethora of baseball knowledge here. This is an easy one, I think. San Diego Padres outfielder, many consider to be one of the greatest hitters of all time. Not a lot of power, but just a pure hitter for the Padres.
You gave me a layup, Joel.
Yeah.
Tony Gwynn,
yeah. One of the greatest, when you mentioned the top 5 or 10 just pure hitters, the Rod Carews and the Ichiros and just the guys who can just hit a line drive. He's right on that list, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And, man, you don't see too many of those guys in today's game. It's such a different game. You know, the 80s contact, dealings, advancing runners. Now all the players just swing from their heels. It's just kind of interesting how the game of baseball has evolved, I guess. But, I would agree with you as terms of a contact hitter and putting the ball in play, there's probably not too many out there as good as Tony Gwynn was.
Yeah, he was a .332 hitter through the 90 season. Yeah, pretty incredible. All right, Mr. Patterson, thank you so much. We look forward to another update next week. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yep, Mr. Darren Patterson. He's got baseball knowledge beyond my brain. I don't think he's missed one yet. And the ones that he's given a couple of them, the Kevin Mitchell one, that most people would have forgot about that. We'll get to our birthdays coming up here in just a moment.
Save big money on your next staining project right now at Menards. Pittsburgh's Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Exterior Stain and Sealant-in-One can be applied on damp wood, allowing you to clean the surface and stain in one day. Save big on Ultra Advanced Exterior Stain and Sealant. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I want to talk a little bros and bros out at St. Croix Rods. That's going on this Saturday. I think we have Jeff Little coming back in, and Gray's going to be out there broadcasting live. We're going to have the prize wheel out there spinning that, and we are there from 9 to noon on Saturday morning from St. Croix Rods here in Park Falls. Well, happy birthday to you on this 23rd of April. If it is your birthday, you have you determine whether it's good or bad. You get to share it with your morning guy here. I'm celebrating a birthday. I'm old enough to know better. I'm still too young to care. We've got Allison Schmidt also, who is celebrating a birthday today, along with Aaron Page and Tom Petroski, all on the birthday list today. Other Taurus babies here on this 23rd day of April. Dev Patel, the British actor, was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for Lion back in 2017. 35 today. Matthew Underwood, the actor from TV's Zoe 101, 35 today. Jamie King, the actress and the model from Pearl Harbor and others, 46 today. John Cena, oh, the heel. Oh, my goodness gracious sakes. For you wrestling fans, he was a good guy for how many years? He turned heel. He went bad. WWE wrestler, rapper, has followed the lead of several other colleagues in becoming a success, not only in wrestling, but other stuff too. He's 48 today. Who else here? John Oliver, the TV host, is 48 today. Tim Womack, Sons of the Desert band member, is 57. George Lopez, the actor from TV's The George Lopez Show, is 64. Valerie Bertinelli, the actress from TV's One Day at a Time, and others. She was married, of course, to rock and roll star Eddie Van Halen for many years. 65 for Valerie Bertinelli. Jan Hooks, the SNL gal. Saturday Night Live, born on this day, 1957, passed 2014. Michael Moore, Academy Award winner, A lot of controversial documentary films, Fahrenheit 9/11, Bowling for Columbine, Roger and Me, TV's The Awful Truth, 71 for Michael Moore today. Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company. I was just watching an episode of Three's Company yesterday. I don't know. I didn't put it on. My wife did. That's just a horribly funny show. 76, Don Knotts as the landlord is the best. So one of the female roommates of the three, Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company, is 76 today. Toby is just jacked up today. He is just so excited about any movement at all, the house dog here. Roy Orbison, singing legend. Oh, I love listening to the Traveling Wilburys. A little Roy Orbison, maybe solo stuff. He had some great stuff with the Traveling Wilburys. Just a legendary career, Roy Orbison. A Pretty Woman, of course. You Got It. A couple of hits for him. 1936, Roy Orbison born. He passed back in 1988, really, that long ago. Shirley Temple Black, born on this day, April 23rd, is an adult child star, America's sweetheart. Went into business and politics and served as a U.S. representative to the United Nations and later its ambassador to Ghana and then Czech Republic. A lot of people don't remember the political side there. Shirley Temple Black, born on this day in 1928, passed in 2014. Vladimir Nabokov, the Russian-born American novelist and poet, best known for writing Lolita. He's born on this day, 1899. He passed in 1977. And William Shakespeare. It is International Talk Like William Shakespeare. Thou art celebrating a birthday today. That was bad. The English playwright, poet, and actor. And for anyone who has ever read Shakespeare, the books, the first time you do it, very confusing. It's very, it's a whole language kind of onto itself, but still legendary literature. William Shakespeare, born on this day in 1564. He passed back in 1616.
Len Stonkle, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Get ready for the 2025 fishing season at Bader's Sports Center in Phillips. Now through May 3rd, save 25% on all your fishing rods and reels from Daiwa and Zebco, lures from Rapala, MEPS, MC, and others, line from Berkeley, Suffix, and Vicious, fillet knives from Rapala and True Knives, plus a full line of boating supplies, personal flotation devices, and live bait. The Bader's team wishes everyone a safe and enjoyable fishing season. Bader's Sports Center, right next to Pick and Save in Phillips. With hectic summer days on the horizon, it's time to give your engine some much-needed spring car care. For a limited time at your local CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls, when you buy one bottle of Chevron Techron fuel injector or cleaner, you'll get a second bottle for free. With powerful detergents that break up and clear away stubborn carbon deposits to maximize your fuel economy and restore engine power, now is the time to stop by your CarQuest store in Park Falls to load up on Chevron Techron Fuel Injector Cleaner. Stop by your CarQuest Auto Parts store, locally owned and community driven. CarQuest, 4th Avenue South, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Some great local info. We podcast, we archive the reality radio shows we do. So if you miss stuff and maybe you want to listen back, 98qcountry.com under podcast, Hooves of Joy, Good information on that a little bit earlier, especially if you're a horse lover, the Kentucky Derby coming up. Some things I want to talk about. We have some events coming up that I want to give a little bit of love here to. They're having this coming Sunday, the 27th, from noon to 1:30, Highway 8, Catawba. It is St. Paul the Apostle Church dinner this Sunday. They have baked chicken. Oh, is there anything better than a good church dinner, baked chicken with all the fixings and the homemade pie? And they're doing that again, St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba on Sunday. Noon to 1:30. Noon to 1:30 on that. Today, now I know it's a little bit, we've mentioned this a couple of times, but I want to mention it one final time. They're having a Tri-County Heroes Fair for veterans today. This is for Price County, Lincoln County, Taylor County. And this is going on from 1 to 5 today. So it's happening in Merrill. I know that's a little bit of drive for some of you, but if you can, there's going to be some great information about VA programs, VBA services, the VA Cemetery, Veterans Service Office will be there. Lincoln County, Price County, Taylor County, all represented. And this is at the Northwoods Veterans Post. I've been there before. We had a bags tournament there a couple of times. Very nice facility. 601 North Johnson Street in Merrill. 601 North Johnson Street in Merrill. That Tri-County Heroes Fair for Veterans is going on today. From 1 until 5. Very nice event. Also, this Friday, the Hope Hospice and Palliative Care, Inc. is having a fundraising fish boil down in Stetsonville. And that's going on Friday at the Stetsonville Centennial Community Center. So if you want to help out Hope Hospice and Palliative Care, Stetsonville, Friday evening for a little bit of supper. I believe it's... now, if you don't like fish, they got spaghetti. So the fish is $15. Spaghetti will be $10. They have desserts and all the stuff to go with that, too. So that's going on starting 6 p.m. Oh, they have live music also down there, too, 6 to 10. So you might want to go on down for that, too. So that's happening in Stetsonville this coming weekend. More high school sports to come next week. We'll get those games archived for you. Once I get off the air here from yesterday, some good games. Just want to make sure, I mentioned that the Phillips softball team swept Shawamigan. Technically, they won the first game 18-11. The second game was ended with a 14-6 score in the sixth inning. So Phillips winning that game, but did not complete it. And like Darren said, they'll figure that out as they get to the end of the year on the implications that game may have toward, like, you know, seeding and conference championships and stuff like that. Tuesday, we're going to have Prentice Shawamigan baseball softball. We're going to bring you both games, one on Trail Mix, the baseball game on Trail Mix, and the softball game right here on 98Q, and that'll be next Tuesday, the 29th. And as always, Civic Media app, you can listen there. You can listen on your computer. You don't have to have a radio. We make it very easy for you to find it. Very excited about the BART bus is having they got a brand new facility here in Park Falls, and they are doing a grand opening at their facility. You may have seen the new structure out there in the industrial park area. So they're doing a grand opening on May 16th for that. So put that on your calendar. Transportation will be provided. Well, I would hope so. You're the BART bus, so you got to if people. Okay. They'll have some tours of their new facility, food and refreshments. What a great asset that public transportation has been to our area. So we'll celebrate the new facility and the BART facility out there around the bay. Okay, I'm just reading the flyer here. So May 16th from 11 until 2. You might want to put that on your calendar to take that in. It's 8:58 here on Reality Radio.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And vacation you forgets all your worries. Vacation you doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But regular you knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because vacation you doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation you and regular you really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
More of Reality Radio at 8:59. Here we'll get to some news in just a little bit here. And we're going to talk a little bros and bros. So we've been updating you the last couple of weeks on what's going to be happening this weekend out at St. Croix Rods. Jeff Little, nice enough to join us. How you doing, Jeff?
Great. Good morning, Joel.
Now, before we get into our segment here talking bros and bros, I forgot the last 2 weeks to make this presentation to you. I was going through all kinds of baseball cards the last couple of months and basically selling off a lot of my stuff, just getting rid of it. And I came across this card and I thought, I got to set this aside because I will run into you soon. So I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you knew that this guy existed.
You know what?
The Minnesota Twins.
I remember this back in the 80s. I was in high school.
Jeff Little, Minnesota Twins from 1990 card, I think. 89, 90 maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. You know, people thought I was a little advanced in high school. Little did they know.
Until they saw you play baseball?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But we'll put that aside.
Oh, your family's got a good baseball lineage, Joel. They could believe it a little bit, right?
Well, a little bit, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Coach Armstrong let me on the hill once, and he said, okay, well, we'll put you back in the outfield.
But I presented him with a Minnesota Twins card of a
I thank you very much.